Joining me on the telephone is the tournament chairman for the Ray Carter Cup, which is the under 15 or the 15 and under Baseball Canada Championship Tournament, which is on in Saskatoon. It starts on Thursday, runs through Sunday. 11 teams involved, including two from Saskatchewan. And Scott, it's a big deal to be able to have this type of a tournament with the kind of prestige that has the name Ray Carter attached to it come to Saskatoon.
Absolutely, Les. We're pleased as punch to be able to have the opportunity to host this tournament in Saskatoon. We've never had this age group at this level in Saskatoon, to my knowledge. And our facility underwent a major renovation there in Nutana Ballpark about 3 years ago. And we think it's probably one of the best facilities for baseball in Canada. And now we get the opportunity to show it in our city off. So, yeah, we're real excited to host the country here.
An old ball player like myself from my junior days in Winnipeg looks at those diamonds out at Nutana Kiwanis Park and goes, wow, why didn't we have those when I was playing 45 years ago? That's very impressive what you've got out there. It's more than just ball diamonds. It's the complete baseball experience for everybody that's involved.
It is, absolutely, and much the same as you, Les. If I would have had the facilities these kids have, I'd probably still be in the show. But no, Nutana Kiwanis Park is fantastic. We got four ball diamonds there, one with artificial turf. Two of them are lighted. Fantastic batting cages in the middle there. And it is a complete baseball experience, like you say. And especially this weekend, we're going to have it all dressed up. And we got a beer gardens there for everybody just off to the side. So it's going to be a very unique and exciting weekend for sure.
Knock on wood, you never know what Mother Nature has to say, but Environment Canada certainly seems to be smiling favorably upon yourself in this tournament with the weather forecast we've got going through the weekend.
So far, we had Prince Edward Island on the practice field this morning there, and they got rained on for a little bit. So, but they battled it out, and then by the end, the sun was shining on them. So, yeah, as always, the biggest factor in baseball tournaments is the weather, the one thing you can't control. But so far, it looks like we're going to be okay. So hopefully Mother Nature holds up her end of the bargain.
All 11 teams are in town. I know you're at the airport right now as we speak, waiting on the final two, but assuming they arrive, everybody is in town, made it safe and sound, ready to go.
Yeah, we're just waiting on Nova Scotia and Newfoundland, and they're the last two to come, and every indication I have so far is that they're on their flights. So we're eagerly anticipating these guys on the ground, and then the banquet kicked off things tonight at 6 o'clock. We're super excited about that. We got Tyler Smith coming into town as the keynote speaker from the humble Broncos tragedy there, and he's going to speak to the boys about his battle and perseverance and values of working through things that are difficult times. And so we're sure he's going to have a good message for these boys tonight.
Absolutely, and I'm sure they'll take it all in, because it is obviously something that is still front of mind for a lot of us that are so close to what happened with that. Scott, with regards to the tournament, again, it starts Thursday morning, bright and early, 8:30 in the morning. So if you're a morning person, you're going to be fine if you're on these teams. But two teams from Saskatchewan, explain how the makeup is of the Saskatchewan team and the whole Saskatoon team.
Yeah, so the province of Saskatchewan basically has two rep teams. Usually when the teams travel to other provinces, we just have one team, and the kids try out for it from all over the province, and they make that one rep team that goes out. This year, basically, we have two rep teams. We have the top 15 kids, if you will, are going to be on the Saskatchewan team, and then the next 15 are going to be on what they're calling the host. So we've got the 30 best ball players in the province on our two teams here in Saskatchewan, and I guess at least on paper, one of them should be a little stronger than the other, but that's why they play the games. We'll see how they all shake out for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You never know on a given day between the lines what ends up happening. With the Saskatchewan teams, how competitive are they expected to be? Could one of them win this whole thing?
Yeah, we're always close. The last time this was held pre-COVID, these guys lost the bronze medal game. I know in the Canada Cup, which is the next level up, Team Saskatchewan just won the whole thing up there about 4 years ago. So every 5 or 6 years, we seem to catch lightning in a bottle and have a good run at it. I don't really know much about this group that we got here personally this year, whether they're going to challenge for it, but we certainly hope to see them in one of the medal games for sure.
Scott, the fact that there's lights obviously at the ballparks, I would have to think, or no?
Yes, there is on two of them. Yeah.
Okay, so that helps out. That helps out for the later games. I know a 7 o'clock start and 7:30 start. I see for Thursday, and that's going to help to be able to have some lights so that the kids can play the full seven innings.
Yeah, and it's quite a sight to see, Les. It's just beautiful when those lights are shining and the sun's going down in the west, and you can see the kids are just excited to be under the lights. Not a lot of kids at this level get to play under the lights regular. I think our Saskatoon kids are quite lucky, but most of the ballparks in this province and certainly across Canada for 15U probably aren't lighted. So it's quite an experience for these kids to play under the lights for sure.
This is the creme de la creme from across the country, Scott. Will there be scouts from either professional teams or universities out at this event?
I expect. I know I've heard from a St. Louis Cardinals scout that asked for a weekend pass. So I know the St. Louis Cardinals will be represented there this weekend, and I expect there will be others there too, for sure.
All right. Scott, anything that I'm missing that you'd like to add before I let you go?
No, we're just, like I said, super excited to have the country here. And I know with our army of volunteers in Saskatoon, we always have a great group of people that are ready to support projects like this. And you know, we're just thankful for the volunteers that we have for this. And we encourage everybody to come out because these are the best baseball players in our country in this age group. So it's going to be some great ball.
I know I forgot one thing. People who want to come to watch obviously are welcome to do so. What kind of tournament passes, ticket prices are you looking at, that sort of a thing for people to come out?
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, everything will just be tickets on site now. We got a couple different entrances gates set up there, but weekend passes for the tournament are $75. Day passes are $25. If you just want to come for the night games under the lights, it's $10 for the night games. So we had a couple different options for people. 16 and under are free. Full price, full weekend pass is $75, and I think that's a great deal.
Perfect. Wonderful. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me today, Les.